Harrison Ashu Tiku.
Good morning, Sheta Bilen. This 7:30 a.m. sports news with Harrison Ashu Tiku. First, the headlines. The Nambodo team of Cameroon clinched their fifth African Nambodo Championship title in Yaounde over the weekend with 20 gold medals won. Panthère Judo Club is the winner of the National Cadet and Junior Judo Championship, which took place over the weekend. Lewis Hamilton is back to Formula One podium after close to 3 years when he lastly won a race. The news in full. The Nambodo team of Cameroon is the winner of the African Nambodo Championship, which took place over the weekend at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex. Team Cameroon dominated a championship that witnessed the participation of 12 countries, winning a total of 20 gold medals and 2 silver, a total of 22 medals, to secure their fifth continental championship title. Cameroon was followed by Senegal with 2 gold medals, 7 silver and 2 bronze. To their credit, the Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Professor Narcis Moulay-Kombi, during the closing ceremony yesterday, congratulated the participants for the success of the event. The next edition of the African Nambodo Championship will take place in Morocco. Panthère Judo Club is the champion of the National Judo Championship for the cadets and juniors. They won a total of 11 medals, 4 gold, 3 silver and 4 bronze in the men's and women's categories. They were followed by Energy Judo Club and Lyon Sport Academy in the Judo Championship that took place at the Dojo National Gymnasium in Soa over the weekend. The over 100 judokas who took part in the championship expressed excitement with the exercise, and to some of them, it was a great opportunity to develop their skills in the sport.
I feel nervous, kind of scared, but then it's just feelings. If I put in more effort, I can do it. I really expect much of myself. Like, I want to win. I am going to put in much effort.
The experience was quite amazing. So the next thing, I panicked. There was a lot of stress for some months. I've been preparing this competition, but we thank God, because the best thing is to be able to calm down and to fight as you have learned in your club. I could do better, but I am thanking God for what I did, and I know that the next time, by coming here, I shall take the gold medal.
The University of Boya women's handball team recorded their first win since the start of the National Handball Championship over the weekend. They defeated HBC of Douala by 29-24. Veto of Boya men's team also secured their first victory of the season, beating Solier Levang by 33-17. In Douala, local side Renaissance men's team won UB by 31-16. Four matches were played in the University of Yaounde. One journalism student on internship, Pewe Joe, has the details.
The fans of Fab Handball Ladies of Yaounde celebrating following their victory over Solier Levant of Beto. The success of Army and Police Force Handball Women is thanks to their tactical and physical display. Despite the efforts of the young and promising squad of Solier Levant, they were unable to contain the much experienced Fab, to which the coach says their victory is due to hard work.
Just work. We are trying to modify our tactics. That's why, you know, after every match, we have to try to work again and again to perfect our play.
Tonnerre Kalara Club of Yaounde imposed a 27-15 victory over Dynamic of Bokito in the second encounter. Dynamic started with a very dynamic spirit, but this dynamism gradually died down when both teams came back for the second half. According to Estella Maba, things turned upside down from the defense.
As time went on, our defense was not that good, so we had to try to go to the was too late. We missed the defense a little bit. We had to continue our workout. Normally we work every day in order to emulate our play game.
In the last encounter, fans of Yaounde took on Spartiate handball men in a more physically demanding yet an almost balanced encounter. Constantine Fonkwa.
The main objective today was to play hard in defense, rather to gain balls and to go and score. The match was quite easy. We have much experience than our opponent today. We wanted to win with the manner we did it today, so we are very happy.
In the end, it was 30 for fans and 22 for Spartiates.
The achievements of Coach Jean-Pierre Sadi were on the sports light over the weekend at the SM football field in Yoko, as friends of his family, the local population, a cream of government officials, former Indomitable Lions coaches and players turned out in their numbers to pay their last respect to the tactician who died on the 30th of May in Yaounde. Before the mortal remains of Coach Jean-Pierre Sadi were laid to rest in his native Menteng village, his brother Cameroon's Minister of Communication, René Emmanuel Sadi, on behalf of their family, thanked all those who showed them support and love throughout the period of grief. The director of the Cameroon Football Academy, Carl Enongacho, and the technical director of FECA Foot, Angebe Baga, say his death is a big loss for Cameroon's football.
He was my mentor in the coaching field. He was my coach also when I was playing with Victoria United. And I remember one day he said, with my ability of not only playing, but trying to analyze the game, I could become a good coach. He's the one that made me to stop playing football. And he took me with him and started teaching me how to coach. He was a nice father. It is really regretful. I remember during the Interpol, about 2 years before I stopped playing in Gaoundé, we needed a victory to qualify for Division 1. He called me in his room. He was panicking. My son, I want you to create history to help this team to qualify. And I promised him, I said, I will make you proud.
It took me to create with him the Brasserie Football School in 1989. We went to Montague Tournament in France. We won 3 times, 93, 94, 95. We developed very good players like Rigobert Song, Mokake Marcus, Salomon Lembe, Patrick Sufo, Pierre Romain, Samuel Eto'o, Jitap Jeremy, and so on. Out of the pitch, he was very pleasant. He liked dancing. When we went to the casino, he was dancing, saying, but, 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 but.
And the holiday period in the Northwest region is usually characterized by sporting activities involving youth and locals of a community who play inter-quarter competition. The sponsors of such games donate cash prize and school materials. Clenis Ayombom Abengo has a report.
Between July and September each year in the Northwest region, it is common to notice football pitches in different neighborhoods flooded with people participating in diverse sporting activities. The games are usually sponsored by individuals, groups, churches, and municipal councils with the objectives of keeping the people of the area busy during the holiday period while building their talents in the respective sporting disciplines. The Bamenda 3 Council is one of the regulars in organizing holiday championships, as mentioned by the mayor, Cletus Fongu.
It is a great mobilizing factor. It's a unifying factor. It's a tournament that brings peace to the municipality.
Such is also the case of the Cameroon National Youth Council, which has launched the maiden edition of a holiday tournament in Bamenda, with Honorable Oliver Ago as one of the drivers.
We expect it to run throughout this holiday, and so we expect that before schools resume in September, the finals would have been played.
At the end of such holiday championships, scholarship schemes involving cash prizes and school kits are usually awarded to participants and outstanding youths of the area as an assistance for back to school, and serves as an encouragement to those who have dropped out of school to reconsider formal education. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And in news out of the country, Lewis Hamilton was in tears over the weekend as he won the British Grand Prix and returned to the top of Formula One podium 2 years, 7 months since he lastly won a major event. The last victory for the seven-time Formula One champion was in 2021 at the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku. Back to you, Shetabilia.